Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
All of this chaos and all of this war will be for naught if Iran's theocracy emerges intact from this war and its nuclear infrastructure can either be quickly rebuilt or there are elements of it that have been missed, and maybe there is enough fissionable material, if not already, soon to make another bomb. So here we are at the critical point.
Folks, what he means is the Ayatollah must die or step down and be so far removed he's in another country permanently. After what Trump demanded just a few days ago, total capitulation. That's still the real offer on the table. Will he give up and take his entire theocracy with him, or at least what's still left alive? Don't know. But if he doesn't, he must die. This would be patently obvious to the rest of the world if he had attempted to kill a Democrat politician, any Democrat politician. If he'd put a death sentence on them on X, as the Ayatollah did to Trump. If he'd sent four assassins to kill them. Three of which we currently have in federal prison awaiting trial on a 2021 attempt on Trump's life, and Pompeo's and John Bolton's as well, and a 2024 attempt on Trump's life. Had it been Biden, the Ayatollah wanted to kill the whole world would be gunning for him. In fact, he'd already be dead, and the left would be patting themselves on the back, having taken out the ally of Vladimir Putin. Folks, the left doesn't tolerate slightly rowdy protests, which is what January 6th was. You think they're going to let the leader of a country threaten to kill a Democrat president? You're out of your mind. But because it's Trump, we're just supposed to brush it off and act like Iran's just a normal country. Even former Secretary of State for Barack Obama, John Kerry, who is a total dunderhead, can see the problem here.
Iran... It's a proud, proud, proud nation. One of the things I learned in my negotiations was the level of pride was just enormous. They also have been committed to the destruction of Israel. That's a cultural, almost religious component of their policy. And so it's very hard to say what exactly is going to bring them back to the table. But I know this. You cannot bomb away the memory of how to make a bomb. You can't bomb away the knowledge that they have developed.
Of course, Kerry wants to spend the next 50 years talking to them until they blow a hole in the earth where Israel used to be. Donald Trump knows that's not an option. The next Republican presidential candidate has to survive long enough to get elected. Again, if Democrats are ever allowed to be in charge again, we know what would happen because we just saw it in the last election. That Republican presidential candidate will have to dodge Iranian assassins on our soil while Democrats snicker and refuse to put sanctions on Iran. That's the future. Iran knows it. Trump knows it. And Netanyahu knows it, too. It's why Trump just dropped his first ever F-bomb on cable television, turned and walked away. He is emphasizing a split with Israel right now. Why? Because they're about to go on a murderous rampage. And he wants to make it really clear he has nothing to do with it.
You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
You have
And then he turns and walks off. Remember what the terms Trump demanded last week were of Iran. Unconditional surrender. Or else. His meaning was very, very clear. And Iran is in the or else phase, having again blown up a Israeli bomb shelter overnight. That's a civilian target, killing a family of four. They blew up a hospital before that. It's clear there's not going to be a surrender. That doesn't leave Israel, and quite frankly, Trump, with many options. And it looks like Trump is leaving Israel to do the dirty work. Here is the best explanation of where Iran actually is that I've heard. Again, Victor Davis Hanson, who's firing on all cylinders this week.
Will Russia and China do anything? I doubt it. So where are we right now? Right now, it's the ball is in the court of Iran. Trump has said to them, you can come back and negotiate, but what would they negotiate over? Their one card was that we have the specter of a nuclear bomb, so you better come to us and talk. They don't have that anymore, at least not for the foreseeable future. The only negotiable item is whether they survive or not, and I don't think they're going to want to negotiate that.
But a negotiation of sorts is already taking place. The entire top tier of the Iranian military is dead. Now the second tier, still alive, is up for promotions. But overnight, we found out that the Mossad has been calling them personally or calling their wives or, get this, leaving handwritten notes on their doorsteps inside of Iran, letting them know they've just got hours left. 12 was what the UK Daily Mail was reporting, to choose either the Ayatollah and take that new military position and die, or renounce the Ayatollah, create a video, put it out there, which also might mean dying at the hands of the Ayatollah, assuming there's anybody left to kill you for your choice. After all, Trump and the Israelis have complete control over the skies over Iran. And barring some secret nuke that we missed or something they might be able to do with nuclear fissile material or some other country giving them a bomb or something they could use to wreak mass destruction, well, the future looks a lot like Victor Davis Hanson's laying out.
The military should be feeling very uneasy. The top 20 or 25 officers were taken out by Israel. They know there's a list. The subordinate officers, the next tier, must know their name is on it. They must know that people are angry that over 50 years nearly, they spent $1 trillion subsidizing the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Assad dynasty. And for what? It's all up in smoke. And then they probably lost another $1 trillion over 50 years through sanctions and oil embargoes. For what? It's up in smoke. And so people in the military must know that the public will be pointing their fingers at them as well as the theocracy. They must know that any association with the theocracy got their superiors killed. And it'll be interesting to see what the military's attitude is if they're further humiliated.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In last week's podcast, I played a clip for you from when Trump was out of office and Biden was the president. He was very upset because three U.S. troops had been killed. And he said, no troops were killed on my watch after I killed Soleimani. And he said, in fact, the Iranians, when they responded to the murder of Soleimani by Trump, they actually called me, he said, and asked my permission to bomb one of our bases. And they bombed only outside our base with my permission, and they wanted to make sure we knew where not to have troops so no one would get hurt. They were so afraid Trump would retaliate. Folks, you saw that again yesterday in Qatar. when they deliberately missed doing any serious damage to any human being or really the base itself in Qatar. And they tipped off the Trump administration and Qatar before they did the attack. It was the same pattern. Meanwhile, no matter what you think about Israel, I have a love-hate relationship with them because Netanyahu has very real globalist tendencies, and I don't even pretend that's not the case. But you can't deny what they've achieved in the Middle East is awesome. In fact, if this was happening under Joe Biden, again, after Iran tried to kill Joe Biden, you'd have a massive celebration of Democrat foreign policy genius right now. Trust me. You would. But here's what Israel has actually achieved. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Well, Israel has done the unbelievable. If we had this conversation on October 8th of 2023, we would have said the very idea that they're going to take on the formidable Hezbollah legions, that they're going to destroy Hamas, that they're going to neutralize some of the Houthis, that they're going to cause the Assad dynasty to flee, that Russia is going to be out of the Middle East, that Iran is going to be defenseless. No one would have believed it. Their only problem, Israel's, will be overconfidence. After the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur surprise happened. After their success since then, we had October 7th to the day, 50 years later. I don't think they're going to get overconfident anymore. As far as the United States, they have restored the deterrence that was lost by Joe Biden in a variety of ways, but most spectacularly in Afghanistan. So it's a very tense situation. No one can predict what's going to follow. But for right now, things are much better now after Saturday night than they were before.
And no, I don't like Lindsey Graham either, but he's right about this.
Yeah, so let's put this in context. In a few hours, Donald Trump reversed the damage done to America by Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan by destroying Iran's nuclear facilities by using B-2 bombers, helping Israel, but delivering a decisive blow, which was bold and brilliant. President Trump let every other adversary in the world know Joe Biden doesn't live in the White House anymore.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.